This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
I love those Onion News Network thing. I don't know if everybody heard that who's listening to this, but we heard it in our headphones, and I just love those Onion News bits. They're hilarious.
They are. Until they become reality.
It is Free Talk Live. That's the show you're listening to. That's the name of it. FreeTalkLive.com is our website. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. The phones are packed right now, so if you're trying to get through and get on the air, just keep trying. We'll get through some of the calls, and we'll try to get to everybody. So 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Stefania.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
We've been talking about, well, get ready for $10 gas. We're pretty sure it's going to happen. The gas station companies are reprogramming their gas pumps to account for extra digits.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that one of the only reliable sectors right now that isn't experiencing a pinch, because like stocks are down everywhere, is the oil companies. They're having a grand old time.
Well, yeah, I mean,
turns out when you're a government-backed monopoly, you make a lot of money.
Or pseudopoly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well,
technically, it is possible to compete with them, but good luck.
Well, I wonder if this is a way that they're trying to manipulate human behavior to get us more on electric vehicles.
Ooh, interesting. So we do have calls to get to, and I first want to go, because you segued into what I think this next caller wants to ask us about. So let's go to Stephen in Spokane. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I just heard Biden talking about the American experiment is at risk, and, you know, they're just trying to ram so much money through and print so much money. Seems like they're trying to turn America into a failed state. What do y'all think? Have a good day.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Do you think they're trying to, you know, do you think it's on purpose? Is the state going to fail on purpose?
Well, it depends on what you mean by success. I mean, I don't really remember a time in which America was successful.
Well, it kind of wasn't during your lifetime, basically.
Yeah, basically that whole time.
Yeah, like pre-1913, maybe. Mm. I wasn't alive for it, so I can't really say.
It's possible that this is just a mistake, but I don't think so. No, I really do think that this is an intentional takedown of the American economy. I mean, like, so step one, you hollow out the middle class that everything relies on.
Check.
Right. So, all of the people who had rental properties, they got smashed during the lockdowns.
Oh, yeah.
All of the people who ran a business, like, they're out of business and they ain't coming back.
So many small businesses.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. So you've basically removed the backbone of this organism completely. Okay, now add on top of that, like, the moves that Biden has specifically made with Russia. Like, okay, so for hundreds of years, any time that there was what they call sovereign debt, which is, I mean, I wish that they would recognize the real sovereignty of the individual, but they don't. They recognize the sovereignty of nations. Mm-hmm. But for hundreds of years, no matter where it was, Africa, Europe, Asia, doesn't matter, sovereign debt was a sacred obligation, and under no circumstances would you just run off with the money that some other country left in your care. And Biden has done exactly that with what he's done to Russia. And, like, Russia is currently under more sanctions than any country in the history of the world has ever been under. So, I mean, and all of these things taken together are destroying the American economy, absolutely. And I can't, it's possible this is an accident, but it seems to me much more likely that this is an attempt to bring us into a sort of one world government system with a global economy and a central bank federated system.
Have you guys seen that one meme where it's like McDonald's, Coca-Cola, Pornhub, and all of these other companies have sanctioned Russia, and at this rate, Russia's going to be one of the healthiest,
most well-informed,
best places in the world.
I have, and it's hilarious. I just pulled up usdebtclock.org, Because you know, we're speaking of this sort of, what did you call it, national, what was the
sovereign debt.
Sovereign debt. Mm-hmm. So the national debt, and it says $30 trillion.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. We were at like
couple
like
years
2010
ago.
Or something like that. Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, like, there are serious problems that happen when the Federal Reserve is the only one buying up American debt, which is exactly what we've now been piloted into, because all of the countries, so like Japan used to be the biggest buyer of American debt. And at this point, they're not only not buying it, they're selling it.
Mm.
So like all of the countries went, oh, if we buy American debt and they get upset with us enough, then they'll just steal all of our money. And that was the only thing keeping this wacky economic system afloat.
Let's continue with the calls. Let's go next to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, evening. Right quick before I get started on the whole gas thing, I heard a commercial when I was on hold. It reminded me of something. This monkeypox is going around. Evidently, Johnson & Johnson used monkey genes in their vaccine.
That's hilarious. I don't know that it's true or not, but I'm told that the K is silent. Moneypox. Yes, moneypox. All right, go ahead with your gas. Major's got gas, apparently, here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, well, Johnson & Johnson's got some more floor wax going. Make it greasy. You get it slippery. Anyway, the whole gas business, back during the Obama years when you couldn't buy a job around here, I went out to the Falcon because they were banging, pumping oil. And right in the middle of the oil patch, there's a town called Williston.
Okay.
Well, the place was out of hand. I knew one guy drove around out there with bad plates on his rig for 4 years, just wondering if he'd ever get pulled over. You know, pretty much daring him. The place, I mean, it was just insane the amount of people that were in this small, medium-sized town.
Sure.
And I got talking to one old-timer, and he says, yeah, we went through this once before back in the 70s. And they built all this underground infrastructure with the sewer culverts and the water system and whatnot, and they were doing it again right now. But they had decided that they wanted their town invaded like that never again. They poured all that infrastructure full of concrete. So it was unrectifiable.
That's interesting.
It's wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
And 10, 20 years later, they needed it again and had to dig it all up at twice the cost because it was solid.
That kind of reminds me of a bunch of people were getting kicked out of their houses in Detroit, and it was a very common thing to just start pouring concrete down the drains. It's like, oh, well, if you're going to kick me out of my house, I'm going to make it worth nothing to you.
Mm.
So they'd, like, pour concrete down the drain, strip all the wiring out of the walls.
Hey, Major, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. It is, I can't even begin to say, if you have never looked at the results, the outcome of government in any respect, city, town, county, federal, your state, whatever it is, look at the results. Look at what they say they're going to do. Then look at the results of what they actually do and tell me if they match up. Because guess what? They don't. Like, ever. And somebody was telling me the other day that we like to use logic and reason to, try and get people to, hey, look, realize this, shake them awake or whatever. And,
right.
That kind of a thing. And somebody was telling me the other day, I'm paraphrasing, but it was something along the lines of, you can't bring somebody to a reasonable, logical conclusion if they didn't arrive there through those very means.
In absolutely. Other words,
reason or logic.
Yep.
And so that, of course, is the biggest hurdle. I've asked the question a number of times here on Free Talk Live. What is the thing? What is the magic bullet, if you will, that wakes people up? Like, I myself woke up from the fog of statism, and I can't tell you what the one thing is. I can tell you I've been a rebel all of my life in some way, shape, or form, and I've sort of, and this gives me maybe a leg up on regular folk. But other than that, I can't tell you what the magic bullet is.
I think it just has to be worth remaking your entire worldview for one reason or another. So usually when your worldview has already been shattered is when it's worth making that kind of investment.
I was willing to set aside my preconceived notions and observe the facts and evidence of the situation. And if the outcome told me something different, I'm willing to accept that. More Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back. Tech. Thank you for tuning in and listening to the Saturday Night Live edition of Free Talk Live. Live from New Hampshire, it's Saturday night. Sorry, I said Saturday Night Live. It's the first thing that popped in my head. The telephone number here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We'll get back to your calls in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Stefania,
and Beakless Mountaineer.
It's coming up pretty quick. ForkFest 2022.
I'm excited.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians like us from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork off of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which happens the week before, and it takes place at the same place. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival is also at Rogers Campground, and then the week after that is ForkFest. And no one is in charge. It's completely decentralized. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground from June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people here in New Hampshire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, and those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there, forkfest.party. All right. We'll get into some more stuff. You have something, how do you say
it? Yeah, it's funny.
About something the people have said that they want.
Oh, yeah,
overwhelmingly. But they're not going to get because of one man. And this will be the second time in, like, 2 weeks that he's done it. Anyway.
One king, more specifically, his excellency.
One excellency, yes. But before we do that, let's go to, we've got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I'll imitate white people tonight since everybody gets their panties in a bunch when I imitate black people. So, you remember that judge, Tommy Jewell?
Nope.
The one I was telling you about, the black one that got off in my grill at the black barbershop where I get my white haircut.
Oh, that's what that was about. Okay, so, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, well, Tommy Jewell used to be the chief judge of the children's court, the same exact position as held by Monica Zamora, chief judge of the children's court in Albuquerque, same position as Judge John J. Romero, Jr., chief judge of the children's court in Albuquerque. Do you see a pattern there? Anyway, remember the nepo-incestuous, or whatever the portmanteau that you made up, Captain?
Nepo-cestuous, yeah.
I love that one.
Nepo-cestuous, yeah. So you'll see a pattern that follows under the nepo-cestuous portmanteau, because Tommy Jewell, I happen to be in an episode of In Plain Sight with Tommy Jewell. You can see he and I in the exact same scene, in fact, the exact same take, a shot, and Tommy Jewell is married to Angela Jewell, who is also a judge in Albuquerque.
Wait, have you and Tommy ever gotten on a plane to, like, an island owned by Epstein?
By a who?
By Epstein?
Yes, we did. We've done that several times. Very nice 727 that Mr. Epstein had.
Pretty sure that if he was on that list, he would have no trouble getting whichever children he wanted.
You better...
I'm saying that if you were on that list, I'm pretty sure they'd give you whichever kids you wanted. Maybe even yours.
I believe they probably will. Well, you know, they for some reason they don't want me to have my own kids. They want other people to have my kids. I guess they'd probably give me somebody else's kids is how they work. But so Tommy Jewell is married to Angela Jewell, and Angela Jewell was the original judge in my case with my children. She's the one that wrote the original orders, making it so that I could not communicate with my children in any way, shape, or form, to the point where in the very, very beginning of the cases that I have, meaning like 15 years ago, I made the mistake of writing on my Facebook account. I just posted it one day because I was feeling it. I posted, quote, "I love you, David. I love you, Paisley." Those are my children. Mm-hmm. And that's all I wrote. And when I went into court the next time in that case, Judge Angela Jewell, wife of Judge Tommy Jewell, she found me in contempt of court for attempting to communicate with my children that were 1 and 2, you know, wearing diapers, because I typed on
Facebook.
On Facebook, in like, what year was that? That would have been like 2009.
I don't know, but how dare you post something that you feel onto social media for anybody else to see? How dare you,
right,
David?
But they were trying to protect my children because they said I was attempting to communicate with my children, and there was an order of no contact.
I don't know. I haven't been to what do they call the? I wish Nikki was here. What's the baby ward where they keep all the newborns in the hospital?
The nursery.
Whatever that's called.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one in quite a long time, but I don't know. Are they just giving these babies like Androids and iPhones like right there after they're born? I don't know how long it takes for them to get one.
Yes, absolutely. My children were 1 and 2, Paisley and David. Oops, I just violated that court order again. I said their name in a published form, in a media format, so I just violated that order again.
Awful person, you.
Judges are pretty lazy. I don't think they're going to comb through all these times of Free Talk Live that you've called.
Well, they found that when I posted it on Facebook, the very, very first and only time I ever did that, they found that, and she fined me $250, and that was 15 years ago dollars, so that's at least $500 now.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So she fined me, I'm going to call it $500 for writing "I love you" to my own children that were 1 and 2 in diapers, because they might possibly find out that their dad said "I love you" to them in a one line post on Facebook in 2011.
Well, don't you know, David? You're not the one that has custodialship or ownership of your children. It's the state.
The state, right? Yeah, and I forgot that, and so I had to pay $500 or go to jail for doing that. So, fast forward. Coincidentally, tomorrow, May 22nd, is the 18th birthday of my son, and that order of no contact has never, ever, ever been removed. So it's still in existence, and my son turns into an adult tomorrow. So tomorrow on your show, if you let me speak tomorrow on your show, I will violate that court order intentionally and communicate with my 18-year-old son in violation of that court order that is still standing, and we'll see if the judge hauls me into court on contempt.
All right, David, that's a deal. We'll talk to you tomorrow. That's, thanks for the call tonight.
That is a beautiful act of civil disobedience.
Indeed it is, yes. And it also happens to coincide with Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Hey, right.
So, yeah, his son's birthday, Bitcoin Pizza Day, and civil disobedience. Tomorrow night on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is our phone number here. We all have more of your calls, and we'll talk more about this guy, this king, this tyrant, coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A tornado that touched down in Gaylord, Michigan, in the northern part of the state, killed at least 2 people and injured more than 40. The twister touched down on Friday. Video posted online showed extensive damage along the city's main street. A shelter has been set up at a church. The last time Gaylord was hit with a severe windstorm was more than 2 decades ago. A state of emergency was declared for Otsego County. the youngest of 10 black people killed at a Buffalo supermarket in a racist attack will be laid to rest this weekend. 32-year-old Roberta Drury was at the Tops Friendly Market to buy groceries at the time of the shooting. She moved to Western New York from Syracuse a decade ago to care for her brother as he fought leukemia. She was affectionately known as Robbie by friends and family, who is being remembered as big-hearted and quick with a laugh. This is USA Radio News. Russia has closed the tap when it comes to gas exports to Finland. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after the Nordic country announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European countries. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. A former police lieutenant in South Florida is going to spend the rest of his life behind bars for molesting two young girls. Braulio Gonzalez works for the Miami-Dade Police Department until he was arrested 4 years ago after a girl told a psychologist that he fondled her several times between 8 and 10 years old. She also told an interviewer with the Florida Department of Children and Families that he pointed a gun at her and threatened to kill a relative if she told. The jury 3 months ago convicted Gonzalez in 15 minutes. At the Preakness Stakes in Baltimore, it was early voting that took first place in the race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Libertarian used to be a word, a socialist word?
Yes, it did.
Like, it sounds to me like it might be a type of dinosaur if I didn't know better, right? You know, the Stegosaurus, the Velociraptor, the Libertarian.
Libertarian was just as left as anarchist once upon a time.
It was indeed.
Oh, I'm so glad it's not anymore.
Which, I mean, I can understand why that would happen, because there were actually kings at the time, so left literally just meant, like, I don't want monarchy.
Right, yeah. Well, anarchy, you know, an is no, and then archon is ruler, so it literally means no rulers. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean chaos. It doesn't mean no rules. It means no rulers, just in case anybody up there in radio land, internet land, or satellite land had any questions.
But they've done some amazing marketing with words like that, and my personal favorite, progress, or progressive.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, well, it actually means this so all progress must be in this particular political ideology. Go on.
Well, and if pro is the opposite of con, then Congress is the opposite of progress.
God. Something I like to note, too, is that when people freak out about terms like anarchy, which I did not too long ago, I just like to note to people that basically 99% of your interactions with other people are anarcho interactions. Yeah. Basically, the only ones are the ones in which you directly interact with the state or its proxies.
Yes. Yes, agreed. And we'll talk more about that as well as some other Parental Bill of Rights that is going on. But first, let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes. I went to the farmer's market today at the Robinson Park here. And
were they selling gasoline?
Well, they got organic food. They had tamales. They had pupusa table. They had torta table.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And they have some kind of musician playing music. And there was a little bicycle valet. I guess everybody rides the bicycle to the park, and then they park fair. And I got to hand out 28 of my cards. Our business card.
Oh, your multi-level marketing cards, right? Gotcha.
Right, my network, yeah. It's called a direct consumer marketing or network marketing.
So, Sarah, you're in Albuquerque, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Is it true, because I heard this in a song once, is it true that you can walk up to anyone on the street and they'll shave your back for a nickel?
I think that's involved. I have no idea where that joke came from. But
that would be His Holiness Weird Al.
Yeah, if you look up the song, like Albuquerque song, there's been a whole song written about your wonderful city.
What does that mean? You know, I mean, does it mean like anything goes? I'll tell you that. Anything goes in this town. Mm. I mean, like doing donuts in the 12 midnight and blocking the streets. And then when the cops show up, they just sit on the hood of the cops' cars. All kinds of crazy things. And
yeah, so even though you have government, people are still doing all sorts of stuff that you would rather they didn't. So what's the point of having government?
Yeah.
All these people just, like, not hurting anybody, but acting in a way that you didn't expect. How awful.
Well, I mean, it does hurt people. What if people wanted to cross the intersection and then there's about 20 cars parked and blocking all the
streets? What if people wanted to live in your house?
Well, also, let me frame the discussion here. What if government genocided people? That's enough of a reason to not have a government.
Every now and then, but
a little bit of acceptable genocide here and there is the price that we pay to live in society.
Only $263 million in the 20th century alone.
That's true. Sarah, I have a comment, maybe a question. So you went to this park, and there's a market thing going on, and you were distributing business cards for what this marketing thing that you're doing. Trying to make some money for yourself and further yourself, and that's great. I love that. Do you realize that what you're doing, though, is a capitalist activity?
Well, of course. I live in a mixed economy. I live in a socialist economy, mixed, some communism, some capitalism here. So that's
But aren't you yourself a communist?
Yeah, but I'm flexible.
So if things are a way that you consider to be evil around you, then you should do the evil things that are around you, correct?
No, this is not evil, because our products are very
capitalism. You don't think capitalism is evil?
Well, the thing is that I don't have much choice but to function in a capitalist
society. No, hold on. This is a simple yes or no question. Do you believe that capitalism is evil?
Actually, it's not completely evil. I mean, it serves its purpose.
That's gross.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and end your call there, Sarah, because that's the most positive thing I think I've ever heard Sarah say.
Yeah. Wow. I can't believe we pushed her to that point. That was amazing.
If I had a medal, I'd give it to you guys.
Woo! Yay! A medal.
Thanks for the call, Sarah. We appreciate you.
And I certainly appreciate seeing personal growth.
Yeah,
that's
definitely
amazing.
Yes,
I really want Sarah to get to a point in which she's just like, you know what, guys, you're right. I'm going to be a communist with integrity. Because don't get me wrong, there are actually communists I respect. And those communists are the ones that live their beliefs and live on the commune, and they actually freely and voluntarily associate with people that want that lifestyle.
The difference between the society that most communists wish, which is forced by statism, right? They want everybody to be a communist and be forced to their way. The difference between that and what happens in actual anarchy or anarcho-capitalism is that in anarchy, communism is allowed as long as it's voluntary.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right? So, like, if you wish to be a part of a commune and live a lifestyle of somebody who has communist beliefs, mm-hmm. you are welcome to do so as long as, A, you're not forcing anyone else into that particular lifestyle. And there's totally room for that in, quote, anarchy, unquote.
And the world's big enough for both of us, you know?
Yeah, one of the things that I personally very much look forward to when New Hampshire inevitably secedes as a libertarian nation is that there will, in fact, be communist enclaves from whom the capitalist enclaves can learn extraordinary things.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited for that.
If you, I know from personal experience that, like, if you have a good sit-down conversation with a principled, say, anarcho-syndicalist, and you start talking to them about, like, how they want a court system run, they have really good ideas. And I would love to see the paid-for forms of courts and dispute resolution learn from the unpaid and communal court systems and, like, pick up some of their, like, tips and tricks and how you get this to work and how you get that to work so that they can better compete with other companies that are paid for.
And also situational specific stuff, right? We've learned from forced statism of any flavor that the courts simply do not offer enough variety to cover all situations, right? There's always nuances from one situation to another. I don't care what crime it is you're accused of having done. Like, the courts are like a one-size-fits-all. Oh, nope, you're guilty. In the slammer you go, right? But if we can learn what you're saying, different methods to approach these things from different ways, we can achieve what is known as a voluntarist court system.
And going off of both of your points, I personally have had much, much more fruitful conversations with ANCOMs and syndicalists than I have with even Beltway libertarians, which are supposed to be our people, because they get it. You know, they get the non-coercive factor. Like, the Beltway libertarians are still fiddling and playing with the ring of power, thinking that they'll somehow be able to manipulate it and control it in a way that's manageable, but they can't, because it's against the very nature of the universe.
It certainly is.
Yeah, I would rather talk to a red-pilled lefty than a blue-pilled even anarchist.
All day.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about what effect a tyrant is having on something that people obviously want to have, particularly parents. This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in and listening tonight. The telephone number 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about all sorts of things. We've talked about gas prices. We've talked about legalities of things. We've talked about communism versus capitalism versus anarchy versus statism. What else have we talked about? Whatever it is. If you want to call and talk to us, 603-283-6160. It's a bit of a change up of the lineup here tonight. In the host seat, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Zephaniah.
And Beakless Mountaineer.
And Zephaniah has been on previously. We hope to have him on a little bit more as time goes on, but he's certainly a welcome guest. Thank you for filling the seat tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So you had brought in a piece of show prep, and it has to do, generally speaking, I try and shy away from New Hampshire-specific things, particularly on Saturday nights, because, well, it's a nationwide audience and, like, the most reach that we have. But this ties into some national issues that we're having.
I think it ties in with international issues that we're having.
I agree. So what do you got?
So basically, there's this wonderful bill in New Hampshire. It's called HB 1431. It's known as the Parental Rights Bill. And basically what it does is it outlines just a buttload of protections for parents. It starts off by saying, the general court finds that it is the fundamental right of parents to direct the upbringing, education, and care of their minor children. And then it goes on later on in the section to say, all parental rights are reserved to the parent of the minor child in the state without obstruction or interference from the state, any of its political subdivisions, including without limitation, any school board, school district, school administrative unit, or any other government entity, including but not limited to all of the following rights of the parent of the minor child in the state. And then it lists out all of them. And it talks about The education, it talks about being able to request any and all educational materials. It talks about basically if the government wants to do any sort of medical thing on kids, you know, like direct parental consent is needed. You know, just basic.
You know, when you say educational materials, you mean like school records for the kids?
So no, it's broader than that. So like you can request
notebooks and,
you can request lesson plans. You can request basically what the teacher has talked about that day, but also like administrative things. Like it basically just makes the public school system incredibly transparent.
I gotta tell you, all of that sounds just incredibly reasonable.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, so this, in my opinion, I think that this is a very, very common sense piece of legislation, but it had a lot of road bumps. It had a hard time getting through the House, but it did. Had a hard time getting through the Senate, but it did. And then the Senate made an amendment that that the House had to agree on before it went to the governor. And in that process, it almost died, which, like, never happens. Usually the House and the Senate are able to reconcile those differences. But in this case, it almost died. A ton of the activists here in New Hampshire put pressure on the reps, calling them, telling them, don't let this die. We care about this because it just outlines basic protections. I even talked to some Democrats about this, and their main objection to it was, this is too common sense. Like, why would we need legislation like this?
Right.
And it's like, because of that reason, you need to have it written down on paper. And so the point that I'm trying to get to here is Sununu has already signaled that he's not going to sign
His Excellency.
His Excellency, for those of you, King Sununu.
For those of the listeners who aren't familiar,
with his bogusness.
The guy, what's his actual title?
The governor.
The governor, he literally refers to himself as His Excellency.
Yeah.
It's on his letterhead. If you get an office or a letter from the governor's office, it says, "From the office of His Excellency, Governor Sununu."
Because
the idea that someone would be in government and not be of the most profoundly moral, upstanding character is unthinkable.
And so he's basically saying, oh, I saw that my attorney general had problems with this, and so I'm just not going to sign it into law. And this is the same guy that ran with, you know, an amazing person that's in his staff, Frank Edelblut, who homeschooled all six of his kids. He's the education commissioner. Yet he's not signing this very basic piece of legislation into law, and what I think the reason is behind it is because it seems like there is this national and international push of a combination of groomers and people that basically think that you don't own anything, and that includes being able to direct the upbringing of somebody that is living under your roof, and that you are the direct steward over. And so Beakless and I looked into this, actually, and it turns out that Chris Sununu and, by proxy, his brother John Sununu, have connections with the World Economic Forum, which is famous for having said you will owe nothing and love it, and I believe that they want to extend that to children.
Yep, just brought it up here. I just brought it up here, the page on the World Economic Forum, weforum.org, John E. Sununu, there he is.
Yeah, this isn't a conspiracy theory or anything. Like, I'm a realist, I'm a conspiracy realist. I don't want any of this stuff to be true, but it just is, whether I like it or not.
It just happens to be that the brother of our horrendously corrupt governor here happens to be the brother of the senior advisor of the Middle East Working Group in the United States Institute of Peace for the World Economic Forum. I'm sure that's not influencing.
One of the things I enjoy about New Hampshire is the, I believe, recent education legislation where folks who want to homeschool sort of get, I don't want to say all, but like they get the portion of taxes that would pay for them to be in public school is available to them.
On a state level.
On a state level, yes.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that makes New Hampshire certainly different from other states.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in talking about this, I'm going to make it really clear to the listeners. as much as they're trying to push a lot of this tyranny, New Hampshire is still the best place on earth to fight back against it. I mean, just in terms of education freedom alone, we have more education freedom protections and school choice than almost, if not every other state in the country. And not only that, we have people that are willing to dedicate time, treasure, and effort into making sure that stuff like this stays law and that it, you know, just broadens even more.
And I want to point out, I don't have children. Right? So, well, you don't have kids. What do you care? I recognize that in order for society to become free, that it is very likely a generational effort. Yes, I would love to see it in my time. I would love to see New Hampshire secede from the rest of the Union. I would love to see a place where people who want to live without a coercive organization known as government be able to do so and live according to their own sovereignty. I would love for that to occur, particularly here. And I agree that this is probably the best chance, at least inside the United States, that I am able to find. So why do I care about this kid? Because I realize it's likely a multi-generational effort, and the education of children needs to get out of the horrifyingly bad purview of government schools.
Well, even more than just the intergenerational thing, I believe that the family unit, and by extension the wider community, is the greatest check on the state. Because basically what happens when you have a functioning family unit and a functioning community is you don't have to rely on the government for things, which is why I think, which is the real reason why I think Sununu is trying to kill this fantastic bill.
Yeah, if you want to see the kind of world that is created when the children are recognized officially as owned property of the state, read Brave New World.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing that, like, amazed me. It's like, wow, they're just completely raised by the government itself?
The Giver does this, too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. These kinds of dystopian worlds are exactly what happens when children are considered to be owned property of the state. And that is very much a big fight that, like, humanity is having right now. Is like, is government this thing that we've agreed upon so that it can serve our needs, or is government this thing that owns us and can tell us what to do all the time? And one set of people says it can tell us what to do all the time, and it has to feed us in response, which is just slavery.
Yeah,
definitely. I just want to take a minute, because whenever education of children comes up, I want to point out the works of John Taylor Gatto. May he rest in peace. Read his work. If you care about your children, read John Taylor Gatto. Pick up any book by him. He was nominated Teacher of the Year several times. He's won all sorts of awards for teaching.
Rose to the top of his field and then left.
And you'll find out why when you read his work. John Taylor Gatto. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up, and we'll talk about all sorts of things, including why...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.